Recent months have brought a flood of welcome news for Colombia's government in its battle against rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as the FARC. March saw a successful cross-border raid on a FARC camp in Ecuador that netted valuable rebel computer files. In May, reports surfaced of the death of the group's commander. Most recently, Colombian forces tricked the rebels into handing over 15 long-held hostages, including Franco-Colombian politician Ingrid Betancourt. Defense Minister Juan Manuel Santos says the rebels no longer control vast swaths of territory, are experiencing significant command and communications problems, and have lost whatever legitimacy they may once have enjoyed among certain sectors of Colombian society. But he says the FARC continues to refuse to negotiate with the government of President Álvaro Uribe.
They have never wanted to negotiate. They are the ones that have said, we don't talk with President Uribe. If they don't seize the moment, the opportunity, in a year, 2 years, they would have no bargaining chips because the momentum is in our side.
Santos stressed the rebels are not yet defeated and pressure must be maintained on them until the battle is won decisively or until they agree to lay down their arms and rejoin civil society. The defense minister noted it was not long ago that much of the country had been lost to the rebels, and Colombia came perilously close to being declared a failed state. He said President Uribe deserves credit for successful military campaigns, the return of law and order in Colombia, and the professionalization of security forces, including a renewed focus on human rights.
The respect for human rights, the way the military treat the population, we have been telling them in every way possible, your success depends on the approval and the support that the population gives the military. Today, and I'm very proud to say this, the most popular institution in Colombia, by far, are our military and police.
Yet human rights groups say Colombia's record under President Uribe is far from stellar, noting that extrajudicial killings by security forces remain commonplace. The Washington Office on Latin America notes that more than 300 such killings were reported in Colombia last year. Ximena Sanchez is the group's senior associate for Colombia.
Colombia is not going to be resolving its deep-rooted issues, which are basically economic and land issues and social inequality at heart, through militarization. In the 6 years or so that President Uribe has been empowered, we have seen over 1 million people become newly internally displaced. And so we ask, if the military policy has been successful, why hasn't it prevented the displacement of all these people?
In his remarks, Defense Minister Santos admitted thorny human rights issues remain unresolved in his country, but maintained that significant progress has been made and that Colombia is on the right path. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.